WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Congress is tasked with controlling the federal budget, from how to spend to where to make cuts. For congressional Republicans, that could mean slashing the budget for Medicaid. In Illinois, 1 in 4 people rely on Medicaid for their health coverage. If cuts go through, what could this mean for the millions of adults, seniors, disabled people, and children who need it? In just a few minutes, we're going to hear from two members of the Protect Our Care Illinois Coalition. But first, we heard from U.S. Representative Eric Sorensen of Illinois' 17th Congressional District. Last year, District 17 was home to one of the largest populations of Medicaid recipients in the state. Congressman Sorensen got into the scope of the problem.
Just in Illinois alone, 70% of folks that are in nursing homes in the state of Illinois rely on Medicaid. All of these things are so important, whether you are young or whether you are young at heart. You know, in my district, which includes Rockford, Peoria, Moline, Rock Island, and Bloomington Normal, 88,000 children would be affected. And these are going to be right here at home. Sasha, we've got to fight as much as we can so that they don't do this. That they find, you know, I'm all for finding waste, fraud, and abuse in federal government budget. Let's all do that. But that's not what this administration's doing today.
And so we're clear, how much money is projected to be cut from Medicaid?
Well, it's in the billions. I mean, $880 billion is the current number that they want to take. And so understand what that is and who it affects. It affects everyone and every one of our neighbors. Maybe not up on the North Shore of Chicago, right? Maybe not up in Lake County. But in my district, as people are struggling today, as we're seeing inflation go up because of this administration, we're seeing grocery costs that are still up there. We're seeing prescription costs that are still up there. Childcare costs are still up there. This is going to be horrific.
Yeah.
The people are struggling to get by.
Yeah, I can hear the passion in your voice, Representative. I mean, were you surprised by this move, though?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, when we look at how we need to find, I mean, the government is bloated. You know, I'm, you know, just a second term member of Congress here on Capitol Hill. And in very quick order, you realize, does the government need to be this big? You know, I think there's a good debate that we could have. But what they're doing today is nothing about efficiency. This has everything to do with taking away the services of the government from the people. And look, when we pay our taxes here this month, you know, we may have to write a check to the federal government. But you know what? As American citizens, we should know that we're getting it back, right? That when we write a check, you know, or try to find the dollars and scrounge up the dollars to pay, you know, because, you know, of tax season, we have to know that our government is taking care of us. And, you know, it's going to open up a lot of questions for our neighbors, you know, all across the state of Illinois this year.
Some Republicans say the cuts wouldn't hurt people who rely on Medicaid for health care. Is that true?
I don't believe that those members of Congress, that those elected leaders have talked with one person in their district. They're not talking to people. They're not understanding who this is affecting. Look, I had a town hall a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I specifically remember Joyce from Bloomington. She goes, I'm so worried that this stuff is going to go away because I can't live if Social Security goes away, if Medicare and Medicaid gets taken away. And that meant that, I helped pass the Social Security Fairness Act. It expands Social Security for workers and spouses and others with the eligible pensions. But look, they're hell bent on taking these services away from real people.
Yeah.
And we've got to have elected leaders that are going to use our voice and roll up our sleeves and fight back.
Well, it sounds like you have talked to your constituents and thousands of them are enrolled in Medicaid. What are you hearing from them?
Look, and I haven't just done town halls in my district. I've gone over the Mississippi River and done them in a Republican district in Iowa. Because you know what? The Republican members of Congress, they're not showing up in their districts anymore. And I hope people around the state, and whether they're in Wisconsin or Indiana or wherever, they're understanding that that we've got representatives that just aren't showing up anymore. And I don't want to say that there's a concern, that we have people who are scared. It has gone well beyond concern. We have people who are scared.
Who would be the most impacted in the communities that you serve?
Look, This gets hard because, I can get really emotional when I talk about this, Sasha, but I went to a veterans drop-in center in Rockford on the south side of town. And then I went to the Veterans Assistance Center, and the Veterans Assistance Center is getting cut by $500,000. And they told us that, we try to give $550 to veterans every month. They're going to be out on the street. I look at children with disabilities. I look at breast cancer survivors, postpartum moms, adults with disabilities, chronic health conditions, and those who are struggling with mental health care. Those are real people in our communities and in our state who are going to be even that much more vulnerable when these cuts take effect.
So if these cuts happen, then what? What position does this put Illinois in?
Right. So right now, what we're doing is we're going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that these cuts don't happen. Whenever we see these unlawful, illegal executive orders by the president, we file lawsuits. The Democratic Party, our labor unions are right there on the front lines to make sure that these executive orders get challenged in court so that they don't happen. But look, we're also going to need people to rise up. People to stand up and say that this is wrong. It's not about arguing politics anymore. Sasha, I really believe that what we need to do today is talk with our neighbors about our shared values, right? I fully believe, and maybe I'm too optimistic, but we live in a great place with great neighbors, with great families, with great friends. We take care of one another. We lend a helping hand to one another. And what's happening today, the GOP, what they're doing is they're bullying all of us. But you know what? We have the majority. Mm-hmm. We have the majority of the good people. We have the majority of the people that are going to stand up for those who are struggling today. And in that case, I believe that we're going to make it through this.
Yeah. That's U.S. Representative Eric Sorensen of Illinois' 17th Congressional District. Thank you so much for making the time.
Great to be with you.
Next, we turn to a couple members of the Protect Our Care Illinois Coalition, Anusha Thodakura, Executive Director of Citizen Action Illinois, and Stephanie Altman, Director of Healthcare Justice at the Shriver Center on Poverty Law. We asked Stephanie and Anusha, what is Protect Our Care Illinois, and who's a part of the coalition? Here's Stephanie.
We have hundreds of members, hospitals, providers, community organizing groups, advocates. We started Protect Our Care actually in 2017 when Trump, number one, and the Republican Congress threatened to cut Medicaid and repeal the Affordable Care Act. We organized, we were out in the streets, and we succeeded. And the Affordable Care Act wasn't repealed. And now in Trump 2, they're taking it on again. And we have relaunched.
You're hoping to do the same?
We're hoping to do the same. We have a relaunched website where you can find out everything, protectourcareil.org. And we're back in, back in defense mode.
Yeah. What happened at the Protect Our Care Illinois town hall? What was the general response, Anusha?
Yeah. So at Protect Our Care, we believe that everyone deserves access to high quality and affordable health care. So in the past couple of years, when we haven't been in defense mode, we've been able to talk about, well, what can we do at the state level and the national level to advance access to high quality and affordable health care? And this town hall, it was in the Quad Cities, and it's one of many different events that we've been organizing over the past several weeks and that we have planned for the upcoming several weeks and months. We were able to hear from constituents that were directly impacted in the Quad Cities. And this was held in Iowa across the border on the other side of the Quad Cities, where constituents don't have representation. Their representative, Marionette Miller Meeks, has refused to hold town halls. And so we are so proud that our representative, Congressman Sorensen, was able to take questions and answer questions from really concerned constituents who are worried about losing their access to health care.
You had a good turnout?
Yeah, we had a great turnout. 100 people joined on us for a Sunday afternoon town hall and shared their stories and their questions about why access to Medicaid, SNAP, other essential services is a lifeline for them.
Yeah. And so we're clear, Stephanie, how many Americans are covered by Medicaid? And then maybe localize it for us. How many folks in Illinois?
So hundreds of millions of people are covered by Medicaid across the nation, including people in nursing homes. Schools get Medicaid. People who have Medicare also get Medicaid to help them pay for it. In Illinois alone, we have 3.4 million people on Medicaid.
Set up that difference for me between Medicaid and Medicare for the folks who may not get it.
Medicare is the federal health care program, mainly for people over age 65 or people with disabilities, and many of them are very low income. So over 200,000 people in Illinois who have Medicare. Medicare doesn't cover everything, and the main thing that it does not cover and never has is nursing home coverage. They all rely, many people on Medicare rely on Medicaid to pay that. I think it's $3 out of every $10 of Medicaid spending across the nation goes to Medicare enrollees. So people don't always know that.
Yeah. And, you know, you heard my conversation there with the representative. He was definitely fired up about the topic. So we fully understand, Anusha, what's in jeopardy here? If Congress successfully does this, they cut funding for this program, what is that going to look like in practice?
Yeah, well, you know, what some people think that this is making cuts and deciding where to save. And, you know, the congressman talked about how it's this false idea of efficiency. What we're really talking about is ripping away healthcare from kids, from seniors, from people with disabilities, not to make things more efficient, but to pay for tax cuts for billionaires, for the richest 1% and the richest 0.1%. And the numbers we're talking about with the current tax plan, it's an over $300,000 tax cut for the richest 0.1%. That is what we are ripping away healthcare for, not for any type of savings or efficiencies.
Yeah. Anything to add there, Stephanie, on just what's at stake here? What's in jeopardy if they do this?
In Illinois, we have almost 800,000 adults covered under our Medicaid expansion program. We're one of 11 states that have a trigger law, which means if the federal government reduces our federal funding, which is what's on the table, they lose coverage completely. So they have no health care coverage within 90 days. The state has said that alone is a cut or a devastating reduction of $3.2 billion to the state of Illinois. And as you know, Illinois already has a $3 billion budget deficit.
Right. Yeah. And it's not just, you know, when we talk about the impacts here in our state, right, it's not just that lost health care that Anusha so eloquently pointed out. Jobs are projected to be lost here, right?
Absolutely. Medicaid is an economic driver. And we have seen this over and over again. Hospitals and providers are funded by Medicaid reimbursement. When that's gone, hospitals close, providers lose their jobs. But also, Medicaid's an economic driver for the entire state, not just healthcare providers, because when people have healthcare, they can work and they can actually contribute and pay taxes. So Illinois has estimated our bond rating is going to go down just from the loss of Medicaid coverage.
Yeah. And I mean, there's still uncertainty, I think, around the fact of will they do it, won't they do it? From your viewpoint, what does it seem like to you, Anusha? Does it seem like things are moving forward here?
Well, not if we have anything to do with it, right? Like, there's a lot that we can do between now and when final decisions are made to make sure that our voices are heard.
Right.
You know, the congressman mentioned, I don't think that any of these other representatives who voted for the initial for the instructions to allow for these cuts that they've heard from their constituents. So that's what our current work is, mobilizing not only our people that live in districts where their members of Congress support Medicaid and would oppose gutting Medicaid, but also reaching out to other districts. Protect Our Care has hosted 3 phone banks so far, making over 11,000 calls across the state to districts and constituents where their members voted to gut Medicaid, and asking them to make their voices heard, share their stories with their members of Congress. And so that's the kind of work, the organizing that we need to continue, the phone banks, the rallies, the town halls.
How are people receiving the phone banks? Are they receptive?
Definitely, because a lot of people feel hopeless right now. You know, you open the news, you hear headline after headline about cuts to Medicaid, to Social Security, to the Department of Education, and people want to know that there's something they can do. And people don't often realize that their own voice is really powerful. And sharing a personal story, they may not realize that they have a story, but sharing their experience with their member of Congress is really valuable. And that's what we're encouraging.
Yeah. What's coming to mind for you right now, Stephanie?
Well, we're going to participate in the Day of Action across the nation this Saturday on April 5th. Thousands of people, probably tens of thousands of people, are going to show up at the Daly Center at noon. So we want everyone to get out there. And as Anusha said, we did this once before.
Yeah.
We saved Medicaid in 2017, but it was only one vote. Remember, it was Senator John McCain,
thumbs down.
It was one vote. So we came so close, but there is hope. We can do this again.
So what's the discussion like then when you know that, yes, this is something we did before, we were able to achieve it. This time around, things seem like a bit more of a challenge for you. So what are the talks behind the scenes amongst yourselves?
Well, I think that we have a blueprint of what worked last time. And so it's challenging just the scale of the cuts that we are facing. But at the same time, we know what has worked before and we have the infrastructure to do it again.
Yeah.
So we're starting early, educating our own state legislators about what this impact could look like on state budgets, local leaders about the impact that cuts could have on their budgets, and then building back those relationships with individual people to share their stories.
And so, this time around, I mean, he's coming out fast and furious with the cuts, right? Was he working this quickly last time around, or was I asleep?
It seems much more fast and furious this time. It's every day. Today, the news that a bunch of people who actually run the Medicaid program, thousands, received notices that they were fired. And so it is coming fast and furious, and we have to respond. And, you know, we thank you for having us. We are at every outlet that anyone invites us to. And the only thing that will work is the stories. We have to just get out really fast and get people to call their elected representatives and make it painful for them.
Well, while I have you here and before I let you two go, I mean, give us that plea on air. I would love to hear from each of you just why this is so important and what you'd like to say to the folks listening right now.
I can start. What I would say is that someone that you know is on Medicaid and relies on Medicaid for access to health care. 1 in 2 births in Illinois are covered by Medicaid. In addition to Medicaid, SNAP or food stamps, formerly known as food stamps, there is someone that you know that relies on those services. And they think they can do this quietly right now. So what we need to do is put the pressure to make sure that they don't get this done quietly. And definitely don't get it done, but don't get it done quietly for sure. Mm-hmm. So please visit protectourcareil.org. Join us this Saturday for the hands-off rally at the Daly Center at noon. Share your story and reach out to your member of Congress. Even if they are supportive of Medicaid in these programs, reach out and thank them.
Stephanie?
I can't say it any better. Anusha is totally right. You know somebody on Medicaid, you have someone in your family or your friends, or they work for a provider or a hospital, or they care about the economy of the state of Illinois. So Medicaid touches everything, the schools, the nursing homes, hospitals, providers, and hundreds of thousands of our fellow citizens. So we all need to be out there. It's something that we all care about.
We'll leave it there. That's Stephanie Altman, who's Director of Healthcare Justice at the Shriver Center on Poverty Law, and Anusha Thodakura, who's Executive Director of Citizen Action Illinois. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and Alyssa Manthi. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. To make sure you never miss a conversation, hit subscribe wherever you listen. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely